Today, we'd like to study the title of 7,000 men in Book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 1 to 12. To online with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, but what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. What does Paul explain by mentioning the 7,000 men? Question 2, in verse 6, and if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What does it mean? Last question in verse 12, now if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? What would be ultimately the riches for the world? Last time, disciple Paul talks about Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the essence of the faith is the word of God. But the word of God, not written word, which is logos, but the oral word, or convicted word, rhema. So we should understand the word of God in order to improve our faith. Then, disciple Paul cited many verses from the Old Testament in this chapter. Verse 1, I say then, has God cast away or abandoned his people? His people means Israelites. Certainly not, absolutely not, or God forbid. Because I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Israel, or Jacob, had 12 sons, the last son, Benjamin. So simple disciple, also an Israelite, also he is the tribe of Benjamin. So, which means not all Israelites are cast away by God. Verse 2, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. So simply, God has reserved his people whom he foreknew. So God has a foreknowledge. So those reserved people, in this context, verse 5, called as remnant, leftover people, saved by God or not cast away by God. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleaded with God against the Israelites, saying, Elijah, the prophet of the northern kingdom of Israel. So basically, northern kingdom should be back to God from Baal worshiping. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 37 to 40, what Elijah did. Hear me, O Lord, hear me. So Elijah said, that these people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their heart back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice offered by Baal prophets, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. So all was dried up. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Baal, the idol god of knowledge. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and killed them there. So Elijah killed all prophets of Baal. Then, chapter 19, verses 1 to 4, and Ahab, the king of northern kingdom Israel, told Jezebel, his wife, all that Elijah had done also, how he had executed all the prophets of Baal with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Simply, I will kill you by tomorrow." And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, the southern kingdom. He ran away to southbound to Beersheba and left his servant there. And he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough for now. Lord, take my life. Simply, I want to die because I am no better than my fathers." And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. That's God's voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Then here, the verse 3, disciples cited 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 14, and Elijah said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am leopard, and they seek to take my life." Then, verse 4, but what does the divine response say to him? That is 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18. God said, "I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to Baal." To question 1. So what does the disciple Paul explain by mentioning the 7,000 men? Disciple, basically 7,000 men among that time over 1 million Israelites. That is still minority, very few, small remnant, less than 1%. So at that time, Israelites over 1 million, and so less than 1%, like today, we are small remnants in the nation, which follows a post-Christian era in Europe. So today, Christianity are being influenced by materialism, commercialism, and secularism, far from purity. So, 7,000 men, the reason disciples want to explain, not all Israel people are cast away by God, but the 7,000 men, very few Israel people at that time still accepted by God. Verse 5, even so then, at this present time, when disciple is writing this book of Romans, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So such as disciple and other 12 apostles and other missionary at the early church. Verse 6, and if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. So verse 6, what does it mean? So grace and works are mutually exclusive. So like oil and water, so they are not compromised. So grace and works are mutually exclusive. No other mixture of grace plus works. So grace is 100% gift from God. Works are human works of law. So here, by grace, grace has no part of human works at all. If by grace, then it is no longer works. Otherwise, if grace added with a little human works, that's not grace. If it is of works, human works, it is no longer grace. If human works added a little God's grace, that work is no longer work. So my righteousness upon my faith in Jesus Christ by grace. Grace meaning 100% gift from God. 100% gift from God. So you are treated as righteous based upon your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Jesus Christ's rightfulness is imputed upon you based upon your faith. God accounts you as righteous upon your faith. Then is not upon my works of law. So my righteousness or your righteousness upon your faith in Jesus Christ by grace, not upon your works of law. Then James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Then the works or behavior only proves the validity of the faith. Work does not make you righteousness at all. Works just evidence whether or not your faith is true or false. You know, that is the works need. So verse 7, what then Israel has not obtained what Israel seeks. So Israel seeks righteousness by the human works of the law. So they could not get the God's righteousness because their trial to work always not enough to amount to God's righteousness. That's the way. But the elect have obtained it. The elect or the remnant, such as Paul, apostles, other missionaries at the early church, like today, Jews for Christ. The rest have obtained it. A few Jews believed that Jesus is a Messiah, and the rest was blind. Majority of Jews were blinded, so non-Christians. Then verse 8, just as it is written, disciples cited from the Old Testament, particularly Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 10. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, to this very day. Also, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 10, for the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, so sleeping spirit, and has closed your eye, namely the prophets, and he has covered your heads, namely the seers. So Israel people continually rejected Jesus as the Messiah, continually rejected to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, then ultimately God allowed. So just as it is written, God has given them, the blind majority Israel people, a spirit of a stupor. Stupor meaning the senselessness, like sleeping, eyes that they should not see. So spiritually, eye blinded. And ears that they should not hear. So spiritual ears are not heard. To this very day, until this day, when disciple is writing, or until today. Verse 9, and David says, this is disciple cited Old Testament, Psalm chapter 69, verse 22 and 23. Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins or waist shake continually. There you hear, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense or a result to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see and bow down their back always. So 9 and 10 cited from Psalm chapter 69, verse 22 and 23. Then, 11, I say then, have they stumbled, the majority Israel people, stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, the Israelite majority fall, or not believe of Jesus as the Messiah, to provoke them to jealous. So they have a jealousy to Gentiles believe. Salvation has come to the Gentiles. So because Israelite majority failure, the result in the Gentiles' salvation. Verse 12, now if their fall is richest for the world, world including not only the Gentiles, but also Jews, richest for the world. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Only the matter of Christ Jesus, whether or not you believe Christ Jesus. So, through riches for the world, ultimately, that might be millennium kingdom on the earth. As the gospel in heaven, it will occur on the earth. Millennium kingdom, after the great tribulation, Jesus Christ, as the King of Kings, will come here with all Christians, either Jews or Gentiles, all together. So there are always joyful, no fearful, always peaceful under the reign of Jesus Christ. The richest for the world and their failure, Israelite failure, richest for the Gentiles, like today. How much more their fullness, the Israelite fullness. We know that during Great Tribulation, God specially planned to seal Israel people from Great Tribulation period, 114,000 people mentioned in the Bible, Book of Revelation chapter 7. Also, we want to see Romans chapter 9, verse 32. So basically, Gentiles and the Jewish people or Israel, what shall we say then that Gentile who did not pursue righteousness by human works, have obtained to righteousness. How? By faith. Even the righteousness of faith. So Gentiles get righteousness by faith. So Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed upon Gentiles. That's why Gentiles got righteousness. But Israel people, but Israel pursuing the law of righteousness by own human effort has not attained to the law of righteousness, because human effort always shortage of God's standard of righteousness. So why? Because they did not seek it by faith. Israel people did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works, by the human works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone, which is Jesus Christ, because they did not accept Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ himself became stumbling block to majority of Israel people non-believers in that way. Romans chapter 10, verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, simply majority of Jewish people, they don't know God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness by their own works of law, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Therefore, they did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ in the form of a faith. So let's see each question answer in verse 4. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. What does Paul explain by mentioning the 7,000 men? Because at that time, so not all Israel people are cast away by God, but like 7,000 men, few remnants, faithful remnants, were existent at that time. That's why disciple explained the remnant, faithful remnant, including Paul, apostles, missionaries at the early church. Question 2, in verse 6, and it by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace, but it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What does it mean? So grace is 100% coming from God. There is no human works at all. So grace works is mutually exclusive. Otherwise, which means grace added with a little human works, that grace, no longer grace, because grace definition itself doesn't require any human merit at all. So 100% coming from God. That's why it is over work. Works is a human work. It is no longer grace. Otherwise, if you works added God's grace a little percent, that is no longer works. You know, work is 100% human works. So that is what does it mean. Okay, question 3 in verse 12. Now if therefore is riches for the world and their failure, Israelites failure riches for the Gentiles, how much more Israelites foolish? What would be ultimately the riches for the world? That would be ultimately the millennium kingdom, the riches for the world, not only Gentiles, but also Israelites come here all together, worship the Lord. So they have a joyful life, no sorrow, no sin, no bad feeling. So always joyful in that time. Okay, let's close our Bible study.